On Facebook, former city council member Valletta Lill posed this question to her more than 2,000 friends. Does anyone else think it looks odd to pay a woman with 8 years of experience 31% less than the new hire, a man? The conversation went public.
You know, looking at it from the outside, it looks like they didn't value the female city manager quite as much as the male manager.
Lill wants the council to openly discuss why it decided to pay Gonzalez that much, making him one of the highest paid city managers in Texas. Compared to Mary Soom's salary, she says, it looks like gender pay inequality.
When the President of the United States brings this up in his state of the Union, one assumes that we are in tune with that issue. At the same time, it appears that we don't have gender pay equality, and this may very well be one more example of that.
But City Council member Rick Callahan, who voted against Gonzalez's new contract, says that's not what it's about.
Mary, had she remained, she was due for a pay raise had she remained here. Her 305 was also, during the downturn, she received a 6% reduction.
Callahan says he was more comfortable with paying Gonzalez up to $325,000.
It's striking that he's now making what the President of the United States is making, and he's just served now one day on the job. I just feel like that we should have started him at a much lower level and let him work up to the 350 or 400.
But AC Gonzalez, the 15th Dallas city manager, says the council voted on his salary based on the market.
The setting at 400 really speaks more to how underpaid Mary was, not how inappropriate this salary amount is. It's really in the middle of the market. When you look at the private sector, in terms of what payments would be for a comparable position, this doesn't even come close.
Another council member, Dwayne Carraway, reportedly wanted to pay Gonzalez even more. Gonzalez vows to earn his salary.
What they pay me is going to be returned in new dollars from either governmental or private sectors in multiples of what they pay me.
And for someone who's been at City Hall for much of the last two decades, he won't need on-the-job training. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.